HarperCollins presents Mrs. Van Gough by Caroline Kauke, read by Katrin Walker Booth. For in the routine of daily life, there is so little time to reflect, and sometimes days go by when I don't actually live, but let life happen to me, and that's terrible. I would think it dreadful to have to say at the end of my life, I've actually lived for nothing, I have achieved nothing great or noble. Johanna Bonger, aged 17, March 26, 1880. The Woman Behind Vincent Van Gogh. Sunday, June 17, 2018. Since Vincent Van Gogh's death on July 29, 1890, it has been widely assumed that the renowned artist committed suicide. Indeed, speculation about his death has persisted for over 100 years. Yet, with most of the public not even knowing his name until decades later, why is it that little thought is given to what happened to the post-impressionist's art after his passing? Today, Van Gogh is among the most famous and influential figures in the history of Western art. Some would never now consider that a name that is synonymous with art sold one or two paintings during his lifetime, and instead favoured exchanging his work for food and alcohol. Of course, other artists in Van Gogh's social circle appreciated his paintings, but most of the public only learned his name decades after his death. But how did that shift in public awareness occur? What happened to Vincent's art after his death? Who took it upon themselves to introduce Van Gogh's paintings to the world? A Mrs. Van Gogh happened. And aside from Vincent's artistic talent, she is entirely accountable for making Van Gogh a name that everyone recognises. Yet what do we actually know about this Mrs. Van Gogh? Chapter 1. Emerge. Summer, 1888. Paris. Railway carriages.
Sister!
One word and I'm transformed into an ugly, sobbing mess outside the Gare du Nord. Lord knows what the other travellers must think. Small trunk dropped to my feet, tears decorating my cheeks. I think I even release a tiny mew-like whimper. My handkerchiefs push too far past the tight cuffs of my bodice for me to reach, but really I'm no longer trying to get it. I see him. My brother. Tall, bowler hat in hand, thrust above the crowd, calling me, fighting against the stream of passengers from the train. I stand still, watching as he weaves past the stone columns outside the station. Other travellers rush along, porters wobbling behind, straining to juggle too many travel cases. Hustle, bustle, shouts of au revoir, bowler hats and beggars. Bonnets, laughter, top hats and barefooted children. Ladies raise their parasols to prevent the sun from touching their skin, and some even have fans, desperate for a breath of air. I have nothing to protect me from the afternoon sun. Languages I know, dialects I don't quite recognise. It finally feels real. I'm in Paris.
You're here,
I say, the words stuttering out with my gulps.
Oh my, such heat,
he says. He dabs at his forehead with a silk handkerchief. Andries has what others consider a youthful face. Oval in shape, blemish-free, overly prominent ears, the end bristles of his moustache wishing to curl.
Were you waiting long? I'd have been here earlier, but Mama's letter only arrived a few hours ago, and there was so much to organise.
So, they've told you? I ask. Andries nods, his eyes jumping to each passerby, not meeting mine. That starts me off again. Snot and tears galore. The shame, the embarrassment, the huge mess I've made of my life. I lift the sleeve of my blouse to wipe my eyes, but Andries thrusts his silk handkerchief at me. I take it, dab at my eyes and cheeks, then blow my nose so hard that it toots like a trumpet. I hold out the handkerchief to my brother, but he shakes his head. Andries pulls me to him. He plants a kiss on my forehead before placing his arm around my shoulder.
It'll be all right, he says.
I can never go back to teaching, I say. A young porter collides with my huge bustle, the small travel case in his teetering bundle falling to the pavement with a clump.
Pardon, mademoiselle,
he says. Eyes down, he bows slightly, and that makes
Sample complete. Ready to continue?